previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
On Algoa FM Breakfast, it's Offenbach and Be Mine. You with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. Good morning to you.
Morning, morning, morning. No Lee this morning.
No Lee.
She's back tomorrow. And also, she's out in Queenstown on Saturday with our friends from SNBS. Also, Kizuwadi's out on Saturday with our friends from SNBS.
It's a busy time of the year for SNBS, the South African National Blood Service, of course, and the Western Cape Blood Service. They will join blood services across Africa on Saturday for a groundbreaking blood donation event. And it's lovely to see her face in the studio again. Zikhona Reuters is the head of donor relations in the Eastern Cape from SANBS. Good morning.
Morning, morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome back.
Well, it's a pleasure. Always. It's family.
Good to have you. So you teaming up the Western Cape or the SANBS in the Western Cape for a groundbreaking blood donation event. So tell us more about this event coming up on Saturday.
Well, you may remember we had one earlier this year, but even last year. And I think we place it in a good time, you know, of the year, either before Easter period or the festive period, because that's when we struggle the most. But this year, what makes it special is really what you've mentioned. We partnered with the Western Cape, but we've also partnered with blood services across the continent. A first ever.
Wow. Yeah.
We're going to make history. One day, one continent, one purpose is going to be mind-blowing, not only for our donors, but I think for our you know, prospective donors, people who don't even know about blood, because across the country, I think that's what we're trying to do, create the unity. So this year, we're going big, and not just in blood collections, but in the capacity, you know, across the continent.
You mentioned earlier to me, Ophir, that the stock supply was fairly okay around about July, but now, so what is this initiation aiming to achieve, considering we're about to enter the festive season with imminent blood shortages?
Festive season is really just, you know, such a sore point, because we know the donations drop because people are traveling.
Yeah.
But as we spoke earlier, you know, the usage increases as well. Yeah. The demand is crazy. But we're aiming to get in new donors. You know, we're really just pushing behind getting new donors, and obviously the regular donors, ensuring that they, when you're traveling, come back. Yeah. And, you know, whether actually you don't even have to go to your regular spot. Like this weekend, you can donate anywhere. Don't wait to go to your local community. In each shopping center, our donor centers are open. We're only going to be closed three times, you know, actually two times. Wow. In December, which is Christmas and the next day.
So you're all working straight through December.
We work straight through December. So there's really no excuse on why you can't donate. But exactly. Let's start with this Saturday. We're aiming to get at least in the Eastern Cape 500 units.
Oh, okay. And the thing is, it's Black Friday and Black November, and people will be spending money in shopping centers this weekend. So we're expecting high numbers in the malls.
Correct.
Which means you need to roll up your sleeves and visit.
Red Saturday and not Black Friday only. Really, really, I fully agree with that. I think it's a perfect time, but it's also a very busy time. So we're up against a lot of odds, but you're at the shopping center.
Yeah.
Why not, you know, donate blood?
Exactly.
Not only spend money.
Exactly.
Actually, leave those benches in the shopping malls where the dads won't be sit down. So while your bed's off, go to shop, you can go donate
that.
Blood.
Easy target. The dads with the shopping bags. I'm going to tell the recruiters that.
So, of course, I mean, it's the question everybody asks every single time. I mean, how can I get involved? I want to become a donor. What do I need to do? I'm going to roll up my sleeves. I want to help you guys out. What is the criteria to donate blood?
Okay, most importantly, I think in the Eastern Cape and Algoa country, we will be in most shopping centers, but our donor centers will also be open. So Port Elizabeth, Jeffreys Bay, Port Alfred, Mthatha, Queenstown, stand up, roll up your sleeves. All you have to really do is be between the ages of 16 and 75, way above 50. Mm-hmm. I think this is a tricky one for some, but I met actually someone on the lift and they're like, I can't donate, but I'm under 50. I'm like, it took me years too, but you'll get there. easy weight gains there. But just be in good health, you know, lead a safe lifestyle. However, I always say this, don't self-exclude. Find out, are you in a treatment? Maybe you don't know if you can donate blood. Don't decide for yourself that I can't donate blood. Rather, go to our qualified nurses, professionals, who'll give you advice and actually share whether you can donate blood or not before you self-exclude yourself.
All the details of platforms where listeners can check donation sites and ask more questions like you mentioned now?
It's going to be interactive. Yeah. We want as many pictures, as much, you know, interaction as possible this Saturday. It is about the blood, but it's also really about uniting this continent that we live in. And one thing that really, our blood is green, but our blood is also red, which is very important. Mm. And I think that if you go to our social media platforms, ask the question, post your pictures, and our website, www.sanbs.org.za, where you can donate blood. There's no excuses on not finding us. Well, like become, you said, we're everywhere.
Let's all become blood sisters and brothers.
Love that.
I like that.
Love that.
So there we go. On Saturday, Africa unites for Red Saturday. African nations join forces to save lives this coming Saturday, the 29th of November. I love this. One day, one continent, one purpose.
Special.
Really, really nice. So, good luck for the events on Saturday. I really hope you get tons and tons of blood.
Well, with your assistance, I mean, with Lee coming through,
we're gonna
pump it up.
Absolutely. Zikhona Reuters, who's the head of the donor relations at the Eastern Cape for the South African National Blood Service. Thank you for joining us this morning.
We'll Thanks, Zikhona, yeah.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.